This week on episode 134 of TritonCast, we'll preview the men's water polo season with head coach Matt Eustacheski. We'll look ahead to the 2026 season, which gets underway this weekend in La Jolla with the annual Triton Invitational. We'll talk about that prestigious event and recount the team's trip to Croatia over the summer. Matt Eustacheski is in the Triton Spotlight this week on TritonCast. Welcome to episode 134 of TritonCast, the podcast for UC San Diego Athletics. I'm Jeff Turiel. Whether you found us on your favorite podcast platform or UCSDTritons.com, thank you for joining us this week. Now, before we get to this week's Triton Spotlight, let's go around campus. Welcome to new UC San Diego Deputy Athletic Director, Epiphany Clark. She's our new Chief of Staff and will run the department's day-to-day operations. And head over to UCSDTritons.com for a feature on cross-country senior and structural engineering major, Roxanne Eric. Now it's on to our Triton Spotlight. Our conversation this week is with men's water polo head coach Matt Eustacheski. The 2004 Triton grad talks about changes to the Big West, newcomers we should look out for, and what it means to be hosting the national championship in December. Earlier this week, Usha sat down with ESPN's David Gentile to preview the season.
Well, Coach, there's always something unique and special that comes out of the offseason. Every time we get set to do one of these interviews, and this time it was the Bajelli siblings and Malta at the 2026 Water Polo World Cup. How much fun was that for you, for current and former student athletes, and a lot of them that you know so well, to see them take that leap and represent Malta on the international stage?
Yeah, it's an amazing experience. Obviously, one that, you know, they'll remember for the rest of their playing days, and something that, you know, we can't always replicate here at the collegiate level. The opportunity to play internationally, the opportunity to be at these qualifiers and to step up in a level is a really cool thing, and really helps with the development of our athletes that get those experiences. It's a family affair, definitely, for the Bugellis, not only Reese, who graduated with a master's in engineering here from UC San Diego, his younger brother Finn, but also his two older sisters played. So very, very cool that they were able to represent Malta at the World Cup qualifiers and get those games. And one of the final matches, they actually went against Canada, that Kasper Lengevich played for, one of our alums. So they got to, you know, have a fun experience playing against each other internationally, which is just an amazing opportunity.
So they all get to play internationally. Your group also had an international trip, making your way over to Croatia as part of training over the summertime. Water polo is so big in that country. From that standpoint, just to go and be immersed in the culture of the sport in Croatia, how special was that for your group as you get ready for the year?
Yeah, it was really big for us. You know, we've been through a lot, and this group needed an opportunity to grow together. And there's no better place than, you know, getting over to the Adriatic Sea and playing in a country where water polo is king, and they really respect and love the sport. And to be exposed to the sport, the way that they carry themselves, the way that, you know, they study the game, they dedicate themselves to the game, the support that they get, because water polo is very challenging. So the time and the commitment, you just see it. And obviously we had Ante Buzov, one of our recent alums, who was living out there in Split, Croatia, and to be able to, you know, go to his hometown and really experience the water polo culture and the family dynamic was really an amazing opportunity for us.
And one of the things I was told about the trip, and you can give credit to Scott Flanders, your SID, for this one. He said, "I heard that you guys actually played a game in the sea. Can you tell us more about that?"
Yeah. Some of the local beach towns all have water polo goals, and it's really cool. I mean, some of them you don't even know. You're just, oh wow, look at that. There's a goal out there, and you see all the kids playing. And there's a couple really, really cool designed courses where it's just embedded in the lifestyle. And you see little kids all the way up to veterans players in their 70s playing. So just a really fun opportunity and an eye-opening experience for a young group that we have coming together to be able to be together in those moments is really critical for us.
And you mentioned it being an important trip and the team needing time to come together. I know part of that is because it was a young group, But how did you see the team grow from a water polo standpoint while you were overseas?
Yeah, we had a lot of healing to do. You know, we had some injuries and we had some unfortunate things happen that really bonded us and brought us closer together. And now I was able to try to put ourselves back into the mindset of the sport and playing the sport and why we love the sport and dedicating so much of ourselves to the sport to do it together. Is helpful, you know, to not feel like you're on your own. You know, water polo is an ultimate team game. It takes everyone, all seven guys in the water, everyone on the bench, all the support staff, you know, and it really is a team game. And so to be a team out there representing UC San Diego in Europe is really fortunate and something that I know our guys will always cherish.
And as you get an early sense about the identity of this group, every year it's a little different. Each team kind of takes on a unique personality of sorts. What's unique and what stands out about the group you have so far?
Well, it's totally new. You know, last couple of years, the teams were similar with the makeup. And, you know, we graduated a lot, right? We lose a lot on paper. But, you know, fortunately for us, the games aren't played on paper. And we got some really hungry, motivated guys that are ready to break out. And so I think we'll play a different style. We're going to try to play up tempo and utilize our depth, but also work on playing a little bit more efficiently, having a better connection and understanding, because we've now had a group that is new together, but they've had some experiences that'll help them when the pressure really rises. And I think we have all the potential to be a really good team and a dangerous team come postseason time.
Couple of guys to keep an eye on, the Big West coaches preseason team picks, starting in the cage, Alex Hegeman. All that familiarity with the program, got that first crack at the starting job, and now recognized coming into this season. What's the next step in his development leading your group in the back this season?
Yeah, he's already well on his way there. You know, he had a good summer. He did some training with Team USA and had some experiences learning, you know, with some of the best players in our country. And we also have some great competition now competing with him. And so we have two incoming goalies that are pushing him every day to be better, and they're making us better. And Boston Frost and Jack Elder are incredible in their own right. And they're going to make sure that Alex is, you know, on the top of his game, or we'll have to make changes. And that is going to give our team confidence, knowing that we can all push each other. Because if the goalies are going to push each other, the field players can push each other, and we can, you know, have a little edge that maybe we haven't had in the last few seasons. And I think it's going to make Alex's game really elevate and rise.
And alongside him, it's Landon Ackerstrom. That was one of the big storylines of last season. I know your group missed him a lot. Let's see, he comes back, returns to the attack. How have you seen his impact since he's coming back for your group?
Yeah, I mean, every team in the country would have difficulties replacing Landon. You know, the caliber of player, very intelligent water polo player, very experienced for his age. He's got great athleticism, but it really is his experience matched with his IQ that separates him for us. And so we're super excited to have him back. Obviously, he's a real leader of our team and someone that everyone keys on, but he's in the water to make everyone better. And I think that's one of his greatest qualities, is that he's going to make these six people in the pool that are playing with him elevate their game, and he will make them a better player. So, yeah, we're super fortunate that he's back on the road to recovery, and he's going to make a big impact for us, that's for sure.
Who are some other returners for your group that are stepping up and filling those roles of a lot of the guys that moved on from the program?
Yeah, our center play, you know, internally, Finn Bugelli, who we mentioned, and Lachlan Rossi, now upperclassmen, and they're really, really, really ready to contribute. We obviously had them the last couple of years, but Ben and X-Line had been with us since the beginning, really, of me and Armand's tenure here. So for them to be able to step into those shoes, I think they're really excited. And then on the perimeter, Christian Hammonds has really impressed us in camp. You know, he's now also elevating to an upperclassman, and he's really accepted the responsibility of being a primetime player and really making an impact in our program.
Those are some of the returners to highlight. How about the newcomers for this very young team?
Yeah, we have four transfers. So I mentioned Boston already from Golden West College, along with his teammates, Jack Wright and Michael Rogers. So three Golden West wrestlers coming in to contribute right away, as well as Chase Martzoff from LA Valley College. So some transfers that are experienced, that have played a couple years and are ready to make an immediate impact for some of the positions that we lost. And then we have some great young freshmen. So we're excited about them, and they're going to have some time to grow and develop, but there's the right mix and the right the group moving forward that I think can really be kind of the spine of our team as we move, you know, forward in this push through the Big West, ultimately to the West Coast Conference.
Matt Ustaszewski with us on TritonCast, head coach of men's water polo. It all starts with the Triton Invitational. Cool new wrinkle this year that overnight will be involved and fans will get the opportunity to watch every game of the event. How great is that just for the exposure of the sport, especially early on in the season?
Yeah, it's something that, you know, it's been tossed around with different ways that we can make this happen. And, you know, for us, it's really important that we help grow the game. And we also help highlight, you know, UC San Diego and the water polo community down here in San Diego. And, you know, seeing big crowds is really cool. And it's really fortunate for our guys to get that opportunity. But it helps us to be able to not only showcase our facilities, showcase our production, but also just, you know, what it's like to experience water polo at a high level down here. And that's not going to stop at the opening weekend. It'll, you know, also finish with the closing weekend of the season as well. So, yeah, the San Diego community is huge. Water polo has been a real positive influence, I think, in all the aquatics programs down here. And we're really fortunate that overnight I was able to work with the Big West and we can get this thing broadcasted out.
And a change in the league for the first time in a little bit with California Baptist coming in. That's a group that you're picked alongside in the preseason poll, tied for third. How do you see that change making things a little different in the Big West this year?
Yeah, for us, it's not that much different. We played Cal Baptist at their pool last year. They were members of the Western Water Polo Association with us the last few years. So we've always had home and away, they've come to the Triton every other year. And, you know, for us, that exposure's been there. I think it's one competitive program for another competitive program. So, you know, we know the challenges that lie ahead. That's not going to change, and those expectations aren't going to change. But it is a small community, so we're familiar with, you know, all the teams that are coming and going. And ultimately, the conference shakeups will continue even after this season, obviously.
And you had mentioned it before, that last weekend of the season, just as in the spring with the Women's National Collegiate Championship, hosting the Men's National Collegiate Championship, and that is a really awesome thing to be able to do over at Canyon View.
Yeah, I think, you know, the athletic department has done a great job getting, you know, behind this and always wanting to, you know, be an option for the NC2A. And I think, you know, there's worse places to be in the first weekend in December than La Jolla, California. And I can't guarantee the weather this weekend will be as enjoyable as hopefully it will be in December. But the reality is it's going to be an amazing opportunity to, you know, have a championship crowned at our pool. And, you know, while we would love the opportunity to participate in that, we have, you know, our own conference tournament to worry about first, and our focus is that. But we also know what UC San Diego athletics can bring in terms of a championship environment and a championship atmosphere. So we're really looking forward to that first weekend in December and having the whole water polo community in America come to La Jolla, California.
Yeah, it was great to be a part of in the spring, and it's one to look forward to a little bit down the road this year as well. Matt Ustaszewski, always great to catch up, Coach. All the best as you get going into the season.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, David and Usha. The Tritons hop in the pool Friday to host the annual Triton Invitational at Canyon View Aquatic Center. Season tickets are now on sale. You can visit the Triton box office to get in on the action. UCSDtritons.com/tickets. Thanks for listening this week. Don't forget, you can find us on all of your favorite podcast platforms by searching TritonCast wherever you listen to pods. And a reminder, you can listen to any of our 134 episodes anytime on demand. just visit ucsdtritons.com/podcasts. Well, in case you missed it, earlier today we previewed the women's volleyball season on episode 133. And coming up next time on TritonCast, we'll catch up with Athletic Director Andy Fee. Be sure you're subscribed on your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss a moment. New episodes of TritonCast premiere on Wednesdays. For more on TritonCast, follow us on X at TritonCast. And if you have a suggestion for a future guest, send us a tweet or email us at TritonCast@UCSD.edu. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to TritonCast. TritonCast is a production of UC San Diego Athletics Communications. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your platform of choice. If you have show questions or comments or suggestions for future guests, email us at TritonCast@UCSD.edu. You can also follow the show on Twitter @TritonCast.